Hey, turn up. This is Zaria Carter, and this is the Bearcat Half, giving you half an hour with a whole bunch of facts. Today, we're going to be talking about something that we do every single day, is something that we do not think about. We eat. Food is a necessity. We wake up, we go to the dining hall, we think about food in class, we think about our next meal, might think about a little insomnia, some canes, but food is one of the main things inside of our mind. But one thing that we don't think about as college students is how many people on this campus go without food? How many people on this campus go home and do not have food? That is something that is possibly inside of all of our minds, but it is never at the forefront. And it is a term for that specific thing that we do not think about, which is food insecurity. So food insecurity is the state of being without reliable access to a sufficient amount or quantity of affordable food. So if you guys wouldn't believe it or not, but 20% of college students are food insecure, Bearcats. And I'm going to say that one more time. 20% of college students are food insecure. So that's just saying like 20% of people do not have reliable access to the sufficient amounts of food that they need. And would you believe that 1 in 10 college students have gone a single day without eating this month alone? So one thing that I was trying to highlight is that all of this is happening and we have all of these problems and all of these people going without food, but we have resources that are around us in order to give us food. And we have one specific resource on this campus that a lot of people do not know about. I stay in Stratford Heights, and there's a Bearcat Pantry, which is located in Stratford Heights Pavilion downstairs. They provide free food, free clothes, and hygiene products to students that are in need on campus. So nobody knew that the Bearcat Pantry was located in Stratford Heights Pavilion. And I asked people who stay with me in Stratford, and they did not know. So any student is welcome at the Bearcat Pantry. It's a nonprofit for students. It is designed just for you guys. It's designed for yourself. So you do not have to bring in proof of financial status. You do not have to bring in proof of your what you do for a living, what you get, how do you get income. You just go in, show your Bearcat card, and you get what you need. So one thing I wanted to talk about on this specific podcast was, where is all this food insecurity coming from? Like, how are these people food insecurity? Who is in that population of people that are food insecure? And one thing is that there are a lot of low-income students that are enrolling in four-year universities now. That is something that has become more prominent nowadays. And with those people and with those low-income students, they come to campuses with scholarships. And once those scholarships run out, like me, for example, we don't have a lot to go off of, and we don't have a lot of resources to live off of. So a lot of those food insecure students that we are hearing about are the low-income students on our campus. So one thing I wanted to talk about today on the Bearcat Half was, is food insecurity an individual problem, or do we feel like food insecurity is a systemic problem? So I have a guest coming on my show pretty soon to talk to you guys about that, but we're going to take a little quick break, and we're going to get back to it. Okay, we back here on the Bearcat Half. This is your host, Azaria Carter, and I'm back with you with my special guest, my sweet mate, Char. She is a junior here at the University of Cincinnati studying international affairs, and I'm here to pose the questions to her that I just left off with you guys with. Do we believe that food insecurity is a systemic or an individual problem? So, Char, let me ask you, what do you think?
I think it's a systemic thing.
Okay, and why do you believe that?
Because no one would choose to starve if they have the money.
Exactly. Nobody would choose to starve themselves if they had the money for it. So why would food insecurity be an individual problem? That is one of the main things that I saw people saying, that it was other people's fault for why they did not have food. So we can go from the systemic issues to going back to why people don't have food at home, coming from their backgrounds and what they come from. So do you come from a low-income background or a low-income family, being a first-generation college student?
Yes, but we eat, you know? So it's not an individual. I will go broke, but I'm going to eat.
Right, okay.
Know? So if I have the money,
then you eat.
Then I'm going
to
eat.
Okay.
But if I don't have the money, then
what?
Noodles.
The noodles. Okay. And all right, and that proves a point, right? So she said if she don't have the money, then it is noodles, period. So, you know, that is not a healthy and nutritious meal, which is in the definition of what food insecurity is. She can is not healthy or nutritious. And I can just go off of me personally, in my refrigerator right now, it is nothing healthy or nutritious in there. So, what do you mean? This is the Bearcat half. And, you know, thank you for coming on my show and giving me just that tiny piece of, you know, advice and a little bit of feedback from yourself, and I thank you.
Anytime, sis. Anytime.
All right, sis.